I think in general, like my frontline work, even just in Vancouver in the, you know, East Van, like mental health is not going away and Canadian system is not working in its favor. So I think that, you know, until people start are just like really going to stop judging people, you know, like, and it's becoming more intense. Like I think we're as a society are speeding up and like, I can't describe it other than that. Like we're on more coffee, everyone's taking energy drinks and smoking and, you know, there's so much cocaine and amphetamines out there for people. It just seems that we're speeding up and people are being even more judgmental. And especially with our current like right-wing regime of government, like they're only looking for it to criminalize. So they're building more prison. They're trying to, you know, criminalize people for issues and for response to desperation, you know, like people are desperate and there's not enough money. So many people are homeless. Like I just, this problem is just continuing. And I think that until we start making that conversation in space and safe space for people with mental health, it's always going to be, it's never going to be okay. Like, and I just feel for everybody out there who deals with so much stigma, they deal with poverty, they don't even have a home, like, you know, how are they supposed to heal and how are they supposed to feel good about themselves if everyone's pushing them away? I'm not going to lie, it's pretty intense here in Vancouver and people are only getting more hungry, you know, hungry spiritually, hungry in regards to they have no much, they don't even have, they need to choose between medicine or rent. They can't have it all anymore. And it's really unfortunate. And people are just getting so rich from environmental destruction and environmental extraction, you know? Like, pretty lopsided our society right now.